From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. It was another good night for Barack Obama. He won a decisive victory over Hillary Clinton in Wisconsin's Democratic primary. And the Associated Press says he's a winner in his native Hawaii with 75% of the vote. Obama has maintained a two-week winning streak since Super Tuesday on February 5th. NPR's David Green has more.
Barack Obama had already moved on to Houston, Texas by last night. He said voters in Wisconsin turned out in frigid temperatures to support him. The Illinois senator also began talking about this fall.
If we win the nomination, if we are blessed and honored to win the nomination, then we're going to need your help to win the election in November.
Officials in Hillary Clinton's campaign said they remain confident their candidate can rebound in Ohio and Texas, which hold primaries on March 4th. Clinton spoke to supporters last night in Youngstown, Ohio.
If we pull together, I know we can do this. So I hope you'll go to and support this campaign because it is your campaign.
After her speech, Clinton placed a call to Obama to congratulate him. David Green, NPR News, Youngstown, Ohio.
The Republican frontrunner was also campaigning in Ohio following his victory in Wisconsin. John McCain spoke to supporters in Columbus.
I promise you, I will wage a campaign with determination, passion, and the right ideas for strengthening our country that prove worthy of the honor and responsibility you have given me.
The Associated Press also gives McCain the victory in Washington State. The wins over Mike Huckabee puts him closer to officially clinching the delegates needed to win the Republican nomination. President Bush is confronting rumors about the creation of a new military command for Africa. He says it does not mean new U.S. military bases on the continent. Mr. Bush was speaking at a news conference in Ghana during his African trip. The Pentagon created AFRICOM last year. Although oil prices have fallen back slightly from yesterday's high of $100 a barrel in New York, world financial markets have been hit by fears that more expensive oil might cause a surge in inflation. Larry Miller reports from London.
Concern over the rising price of oil has taken its toll on the world stock markets. Analysts say the higher oil price will increase the cost of commodities and make it harder for central banks to cut interest rates. The price is expected to remain high as OPEC is unlikely to increase output. Japan's Nikkei closed down 3.3%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng lost more than 2%. When Europe opened, London, Paris, and Frankfurt were all lower by around 1%. In Britain, Kate Baker, a Bank of England policymaker, said the danger of a sharp economic slowdown is more worrying than rising inflation. She said falling house prices and a drop in mortgage lending are the biggest short-term economic threats. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. The planned shootdown of a failed communications satellite could happen as early as tonight. The government has issued notices to aviators and mariners warning of hazardous operations in an area of the Pacific west of Hawaii. The Pentagon says there's been no decision about when to attempt to shoot down, but that it will follow the scheduled landing of Space Shuttle Atlantis. Last week, President Bush decided to have the Navy try to shoot down the satellite because of the danger that its fuel tank could leak deadly toxic gas if it reaches Earth. Meanwhile, the shuttle is scheduled to land from a mission to the International Space Station later this morning. It is expected to touch down at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Weather conditions are favorable, but if not, the shuttle could land in California. NASA has selected a new partner in its effort to encourage private companies to get into the space business. Orbital Sciences Corporation will receive up to $170 million in help from the space agency. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
NASA plans to retire the space shuttle in 2010, so it's been looking for private companies that can bring supplies and maybe astronauts to the International Space Station. Back in 2006, NASA picked two companies to work with, but one, Rocket Plane Kistler, failed to raise enough private funding. NASA canceled that agreement and has now selected Orbital Sciences Corporation as a replacement. The company already builds small rockets to carry commercial and military satellites to orbit. Now it plans to build a bigger rocket called the Taurus 2. NASA is continuing to back a startup company called SpaceX. It has tried two launches. The first rocket caught fire. The second made it to space but did not achieve orbit. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.
And I'm Giles Snyder. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.